A grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Coastal Community Impact Assistance Program is helping kickstart a project that has an equally lengthy title.
I'm calling it the Fish Waste Compost Project.
That's Marine Advisory Program Agent Gabe Dunham offering the slimmed down version. Dunham inherited the project and is glad it's going to soon begin its first year of operation.
What we've got are basically some funds to set up this fish waste composting collection and facility to provide local gardeners and growers with fresh compost for them to use in their garden.
Producing that compost, which won't be ready till next year, will take a fair amount of fish waste this year. And the plan calls for a focus on making use of subsistence fish waste. Though it's a little late in the season for most people's fishing efforts, Dunham is hoping that scraps from whatever salmon are still caught, likely silvers, will end up in a separate waste bin marked UAF Sea Grant. That should be in place by the second week in August.
What I'm asking people to do is, if they see that smaller bin out there that's marked with our project's name, go ahead and put your fish waste in there, and we're going to use that to put in the ground and make compost out of.
The city has allowed the project to use a portion of a closed landfill cell, and final approval from Alaska DEC is still pending, hence the holdup on putting the second waste bin out now. Dunham says the composting technique has been proven at other locations. He adds that an electric fence should help deter bears, and then there's that other concern of leaving fish waste out to dry.
To cut down on any smell, each compost row will be layered with topsoil and also then further covered with a material called Compostex, which is basically a fabric that kind of keeps the moisture in, keeps additional rain off, and keeps the heat in the pile the way it's supposed to be.
As the project is grant-funded for now, the compost will be free next year and probably sold after that. Again, the separate fish waste bin should be in place around the 13th of August. Dunham's hoping that those looking to put away some silvers in the near future might wait just a bit so the scraps can go to good use, too. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.